Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with The Wall Street Reporter. And joining me today is Dr. Eric Rose, CEO of SIGA Technologies, which is traded on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol SIGA. And the company specializes in the development of pharmaceutical agents to fight biowarfare pathogens. Thanks for joining me today, Dr. Rose.
Certainly. My pleasure.
Great. Start off by telling us about the request from BARDA for the company's ST-246 smallpox antiviral drug.
Well, we have had a drug in development now for several years that in animal testing is remarkably effective in decreasing mortality and eliminating the lesions, skin lesions and other body lesions that are caused by orthopox viruses. And we now have safety and data dosing and dosing on information from humans, as well as safety information from human clinical trials now that allow us to match what we think is a reasonable human dose that could achieve the results were there to be a smallpox outbreak as a terrorist event. And I think that the coming together of all of that information, a good deal of which has been obtained with government-supported efforts directly on our part and indirectly through CDC and USAMRIID, the United States Army Medical Research Institute for Infectious Disease. I think the confluence of all of this information is what generated a request for proposal from the Biomedical Advanced Research Development Authority, that's BARDA, to start procuring a smallpox antiviral into the national stockpile to use to treat smallpox in the event that there is an outbreak. The RFPI is a competitive process, but we do feel quite strongly that we're uniquely positioned in order to get a contract.
And give us an update also on the progress of ST-193.
We have a number of antivirals directed at numerous biowarfare pathogens. ST-193 is a drug candidate to treat loss of fever. It has shown effectiveness in animal models of loss of fever, and has entered advanced development.
Great, and talk to us about some of your other products and some of their applications in the market.
We are we have programs as well in dengue fever, and have identified four different classes of chemicals that could be helpful in treating dengue fever. And we are also working more recently with a compound, ST-669, which appears to have activity against multiple viruses from multiple families, and we're trying to figure out the mechanism.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hello? Dr. Rose?
Yes.
You there?
I am.
Oh, are you on speaker?
Sorry for the... No, it's... I'm in a car, and it's switched to the Bluetooth source side of the car.
Oh, I got you. Okay,
sorry.
Now go ahead.
Yeah.
It's all right. You can continue.
Yeah, so I mentioned ST-669 and dengue, as well as the loss of fever programs. Those are obviously not as far along as our smallpox drug development, but we think they're about where smallpox was a couple of years ago, and we've clearly made dramatic progress on the smallpox front.
Okay, and you guys had a conference call to discuss your 08 year-end operating results on March 12th. Can you give us some of the highlights of the conference call for some of our investors that didn't get to dial in?
Sure. I think the major highlight is that same morning the RFP came out. So we spent most of the conference going over the details of that, the timing of it. We are obligated to file our answer in response to the RFP by April 30th. We will be having a meeting on March 31st, that's next week, where BARDA representatives will answer questions. We submitted our questions per their requirements on March 24th. We've begun, obviously, our own robust effort to submit a strong application.
Great. And talk to us about some of the trends right now in the market and how well positioned is SIGA to really capitalize on those trends.
Well, I think in the biodefense market, the upward trend is, strong and getting stronger. BARDA is an agency that has a substantial and still uncommitted budget to acquire countermeasures. Our estimate is they still have, from the original BioShield legislation, $3.6 billion in funds allocated to acquire these countermeasures. We are one of two priorities that they've fall into one of two priorities that they've announced for their spend in 2009. One is to acquire a smallpox antiviral, to which we're obviously responsive, and the other is to acquire agents to deal with radiologic and nuclear threats. Certainly we've heard from the agency that their intent is to foster the development of a robust biodefense industry. And towards that end, we think we're very well positioned at this point to make the transition from being a research and development stage biotechnology company to a commercial stage biotechnology and biodefense company.
And what differentiates your company from other players in the sector?
I think compared to most players in the biotechnology and biodefense sector, we have a product that I think we have good reason to believe will be acquired imminently into the stockpile, and that our shareholders will be rewarded and as we're compensated for that.
Okay, and can you walk us through some of the background and experience of your management team over there?
Sure. Myself, I have a long history of work in academic medicine and translational research. I led the Department of Surgery at Columbia University for 14 years until 2 years ago. Under my departmental leadership there, we had a full continuum of translational research from bench work all the way through very active clinical trials. I'm still involved in NIH-supported clinical trials as relate to heart disease. So that it's been actually a very comfortable transition for me into this business endeavor, because it's the kind of clinical and laboratory research that I'm more than familiar with. Our chief scientific officer, Dennis Ruby, is arguably one of the preeminent pox virologists in the world. He and a team of scientists, including Rob Jordan, identified the ST246 molecule several years ago and have been able to identify its mechanism of action. Our acting chief financial officer, Ayala Dugari, comes from a background at one of the major auditing firms and has been with the company for, I believe, now 3 years. So it's, I think, a very strong leadership team in this space.
And what objectives has the management set for the company over the next 12 to 24 months?
Well, clearly our primary objective over the next 45 days or so is to submit an RFP. And I'm confident we'll be able to do that. In parallel with that, we will be continuing the development of our drug, including more robust, larger-sized human safety trials, an additional flight of animal efficacy trials using the final commercial drug product, and working collaboratively with the FDA as well as BARDA to move ahead commercialization. On the fronts of our other drugs, we will continue work with our Lassa fever drug, with continuing animal efficacy tests and positioning ourselves potentially to file an IND for that compound before the end of 2009. And in dengue, we will continue to work to identify a drug candidate.
And in terms of the company's growth, will this be primarily organic, or would you consider strategic acquisitions?
I think certainly at this point we are not considering strategic acquisitions because we think we have such a that our best opportunity to add value for our shareholders is to develop our own products. We are confident that the market will reward us for that product development and increase the value of our stock as a currency, and also that our cash coffers should build as we start to meet milestones and deliver product under a potential BARDA contract, in which case our view towards acquisitions I think will become more open-minded.
And what are some of the things that the company is doing to get the message and the story out to investors?
I think we have an excellent investor relations firm through KCSA. We communicate routinely with our shareholders formally on a quarterly basis, and we have a very robust and active group of callers in our investment base that I think understand us reasonably well. We continue to disclose material information with regard to our progress, I think on a reasonably frequent basis. And we've seen increasing interest on the part of the press as well.
And before we conclude, Dr. Rose, what are some of the key reasons that SIGA Technologies represents a good long-term investment to potential investors?
Sure. First and foremost is we have a remarkably effective smallpox antiviral that will be, I think, a crucial part of the United States biodefense arsenal, and there will be a substantial international opportunity for it as well. The threat of smallpox is not simply a domestic threat. Second, and very importantly, our intellectual property in that drug lasts at least through 2025, so our patent life is substantial. In addition, we expect as is called for in the options in the RFP, that there will be demand to develop an IV formulation of the drug, as well as to create a pediatric suspension formulation of the drug, and that those provide additional commercial opportunities for us even beyond this RFP. On a longer-term horizon as well, we think that the same scientific group and principles will allow us to discover antiviral drugs to other important threats as well.
Well, that certainly sounds good, and we look forward to tracking your company, continuing to track your company's progress.
Terrific.
And thanks for joining me today, Dr. Rose.
Thanks for having me.